This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Sports fans are mourning U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant, who was killed Sunday in a helicopter crash in the hills outside Los Angeles. The L.A. County Sheriff's Department says Bryant was one of 9 people killed when the private helicopter went down. Earlier reports said 5 people were on the chopper. Bryant's 13-year-old daughter is also reported to be among the victims. The cause of the crash is unclear. Bryant became the NBA's youngest All-Star in 1998 when he was only 19 years old. He won Olympic gold medals in 2008 and 2012. He retired from basketball in 2016 because of sports injuries. Bryant was also a writer and producer, winning an Oscar in 2018 for the short animated film Dear Basketball. A video has emerged of a 2018 dinner at which U.S. President Donald Trump appears to call for then-Ambassador to Ukraine Marie Yovanovitch to be removed. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
It's April the 30th, 2018, and halfway through a dinner at the Trump Hotel, the U.S. President can be heard appearing to give the order to remove the U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch.
Get rid of her.
Hooray.
Okay, get her out tomorrow. I don't care. Get her out tomorrow. Take her out, okay?
A video of the meeting emerged on Saturday and was obtained by Reuters from Joseph Bondi, the attorney for Lev Parnas. He's the former associate of Donald Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani and has been providing evidence to Democrats as a part of the president's impeachment trial in the Senate. Trump has said he had the right to fire Yovanovitch, a main figure in the series of events that led to his impeachment, which he did in May 2019.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Philippine authorities have lowered the alert level at Taal Volcano on Sunday, 2 weeks after it began spewing ash, steam, and rocks. That will allow more than 376,000 displaced villagers